Jesus is very clear in his command. His command in today's gospel, stop judging. Stop judging. But do we even take this commandment seriously on a day-to-day basis? I always find it interesting in my reading of the saints, especially those saints who lived in communal life, that they really recognized how serious and how damaging such judging can be. But I think that the average Catholic maybe treats it as something of a half sin. It's one of those sins that if we're going to confess something we consider to be a more serious sin, we use it as the sandwich sin. It's part of the bread that, you know, is supposed to cover over the more serious sin, the thing that we consider more embarrassing. Now, we do need to make distinctions here. There are different types of judgment. For example, I might step out the house and look in the sky and see a bunch of clouds and some lightning, and I judge, I think it might rain today. Right? These things are natural to us as humans. We may even see someone's odd behavior and perceive it as a potential threat to ourselves. Again, a natural sort of judgment that we make. This isn't the type of judgment that Jesus has in mind in today's gospel. Instead, what Jesus has in mind here is a much more insidious form of judgment that sadly, I think, so often gets a pass, even in Catholic communities where we should be expected to hold ourselves to a higher degree of charity. So what is this judgment about which Jesus is urging us to stop? I think it goes something like this. We see something, we see someone in certain circumstances or situations, and then our imagination starts to race. We start to fill in gaps and details and create stories, images in our own mind, supplying the details, making presumptions of a situation. But rarely does it end there. Right, rarely do these thoughts stay secure in our own minds. Rarely do we take these worries, if we can authentically call them that, and bring them to the Lord in prayer and leave them with Him. No, so often we feel the need to share our presumptions. They burn inside us like a hot coal with this urgent need to just get it out there. Did you see so-and-so? Did you hear what she said? Did you see who he's been hanging around with all the time? And these questions are rarely genuine questions that we're really searching for the truth. They're a form of sinful curiosity, content to stay at the level of mere speculation. And then we run with the speculation. We fill in the story with all sorts of details that we really don't know if they're true, but hey, maybe it's true, it could be. I used to wonder why Saint Benedict was so strong in his rule against what he calls murmuring. But I've seen it enough in church parishes, seen it enough in the seminary, experienced it enough in my own personal life, within my own family, to understand why Saint Benedict is so strong against murmuring. It draws us in with an insidious attraction. And when it's allowed to fester, it brings death within a community. And that spirit is in direct contradiction to the mercy that God expects of his disciples. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. And so, my brothers and sisters, we're still very early in Lent, and perhaps we could take a moment today for some honest self-reflection. Where do we see this sin within our own hearts, within our own communities? Where do we perhaps fall into this trap of making those judgments and then sharing those judgments with others? Perhaps we can enact a real penance to correct this sin within ourselves.